Good morning and welcome to yet another audio recording in the download project that I'm putting together. Sometimes the lessons that I've put together have a particular, if you like, person in mind, and I'm working with somebody at the moment at my practice in Reading in Berkshire, and she's had a sprained ankle, and I thought I'd put together a little process, something similar to the work that we were doing last evening when I saw her. So this process is in standing. You'll need a space of about 3, 4 meters by 4 meters. Perhaps you could do it in something slightly smaller, but be up and walking around, and it might be nice for you to just be able to have a bit of space. Bigger space than that is fine if you've got a sitting room at home, a lounge, whatever you want to call it. Then it doesn't have to be an oblong space. You can just, as long as you've got quite a bit of floor space. Or area that you can walk around. You can walk around the outside if you're, well, I've got a patio outside or a garden. You could do this in the garden as long as you've got somewhere safe, because we're probably going to be doing this in bare feet. So find that space. Allow yourself to be with your shoes off, and if you're doing this in the office, make sure you're not going to trip over them, health and safety. And allow yourself to begin to just find a space. Find a space that you can stand. And allow yourself to have enough space around you that you can just sort of swing and turn your arms. So that's right, just stand and allow your arms to hang down by your sides. Head nice and erect. And if you just reach up to the top of your head and just imagine that you're taking hold of an invisible string that's just coming out from the top of the center of your head there, and it's just lifting you up. So just have a sense of lifting up a little bit as you do the lesson. Just feel that lifting up. And then just stand in your normal and habitual way. And oftentimes when we stand and we move, and especially if we sit a lot at the laptop, the PC, we get quite used to being quite curled up. So sometimes it can feel quite interesting just to explore that sense of lifting yourself up a little. And then just noticing what it's like to come down to your normal posture. And oftentimes people can find that they shrink down by maybe 2, 4, even 5 centimeters in height. And of course, over time, as tissue adapts, as all the fascia and the soft tissue gets used to you being in that shortened position, then as we get older, we tend to get shorter. So allowing yourself just to be aware of that nice, comfortable standing. And if you feel happy in standing, just feeling balanced, you can just close your eyes, go inside yourself, and bring your attention to the soles of your feet. And just notice if you're taking more weight perhaps on one foot than over onto the other foot. There's a little cleaning truck that's just gone by outside in the road there. I don't know if you heard it in the background. So just noticing if you can feel more weight on one side than the other side. Perhaps you've got more weight resting on one foot quite noticeably. Perhaps you've had an old injury in the past and you're still guarding and protecting your leg. It may be that you've had a sprained ankle or twisted knee and you're still standing on the opposite leg. Maybe that you've got some wear and tear in a joint, perhaps a bit of what we call arthritis, degenerative changes. And it might be a bit uncomfortable to perhaps stand on one leg, so you're perhaps taking more weight over onto the other leg. So just notice as you're standing here if you're taking weight equally and evenly between one leg and the other leg. Maybe just sway a little from side to side and notice, just observe where you like to sway. Do you feel more comfortable swaying and taking more of your weight over onto, say, your left leg or onto your right leg? If you were to go over to one side and perhaps think of lifting one foot, which would seem to be the no most natural way to go first? So just notice what it's like to go from side to side. just a little movement. Have your eyes open or closed to this, it doesn't matter. And then allowing yourself just to come to that nice relaxed standing again. Allowing your shoulders to be relaxed. Breathing to drop right down at the bottom of your chest. Your stomach muscles relaxed. There's a lot of talk now about what's called core stability, and people refer to core stability as their pelvic floor muscles and their deep abdominal muscles, which is often how things are taught when people go to Pilates classes. But your real core, your true core, is actually your spine and the muscles all around the spine. And indeed then, all of the organs inside your belly and your lungs. And that whole core is really anything other than your arms and legs. So allow your tummy muscles just to be a little bit soft. And allow your breathing to be gentle. And begin to start to think of what you would do if you were to be going to just take a first step. Which way would you lead? Would you rock from side to side? Would you rock over to one side and then go to lift a foot? Would you rock forwards and backwards? Which foot would you want to lead with first? So which would be, if you were to take a step right now, just take a step, that's it, just forwards. Which foot goes forward first? Is it your left foot or your right foot? Is it the foot that you were taking more weight on or less weight on, if you were noticing a slight difference in variation? And just take a few steps, just carry on now with some just nice walking, a nice slow pace, whatever pace you're going at the moment, just really slow it down. You can go as slow as you like. Just notice as you take these steps which part of your foot is actually making contact with the ground first. Do you put your heel down quite noticeably? Is the whole of your foot striking at around the same time? Just allow yourself to let the toes greet the floor softly first. That's it. So just allow that toes just going down onto the floor first, and then the heel just relaxing a moment afterwards. So a nice soft walk. A nice soft walk. And as you take the weight into your body, so your body is going, or the weight of your body is going through your legs to the floor, as you impact the floor with your feet, your weight is moving down through, the pressure is moving down through your body, the impact of you against the floor is coming up. Allow yourself just to notice if your knees soften at all as you are walking like this. What is your back doing? Is your back staying upright and stiff? Is your back softening? So just allow yourself just to walk with this very soft, almost toes touching the ground first movement. And your knees softening. So as you walk forwards, you're just doing a little, almost softening crouch as your foot contacts the floor. And then your weight comes off. So as your weight comes down onto the foot, your knee bends a little. And then as you move your weight forwards, your knee straightens. So it's just a very tiny bend. We're talking here about literally just a little 5 degrees, just 5 degrees of the knee softening. Now you'll be surprised at how many people who I see in my practice who walk with their heels going down first and with their knees really locked back. And that can really cause a lot of jarring through your ankles and your hips and into your back and into your neck. So it's really nice just to allow yourself just to be really soft. Nice soft knees, soft ankles, soft back. So that as you take a step forward, there is a gentle softening through your whole body. That's right. And as you allow yourself just to do that softening and slow walking, notice if you can just keep your weight over onto one foot for a little bit longer And as you take your weight over onto one foot and lift the other foot up, can you just balance there? That's right. So as you take your weight onto your foot, feel soft, just lift the other foot through. Just balance for a second or two. So in that phase of walking, when you're bringing your foot through and in front of the other foot, you've got that nice, soft, absorbing walk and a little balancing as you go to take your weight through. So that's right. And then just leave that alone and just come to stand, and then just to walk, then just walk naturally in the room. Just walk naturally, take a few steps naturally as you would normally do, and compare what you've just been doing with what you're doing now. So just compare how you are usually taking your weight through your feet with what you've just been doing a few moments ago. And then as you come back into the middle, take that space again, find yourself that space where you started. I want you to come back to that standing. And this time, just take a step backwards. So just a small step, just a little step, not a big step. Just a little step, just a half a foot almost, and then bring it back to where you started. And then the other one. So you just gently a little step back, and then bring that foot back to the middle. So you're just stepping your right foot, let's say, back, and it's meeting the ground, and the heel goes down, and your weight just rests back onto it. And then your weight comes onto your front foot. You bring your right foot back to where you started. And you take your left foot back. And as you do this action of just transferring your weight from one foot to the other and moving one foot backwards and taking your weight onto it and then coming forward again, if you can notice, this is really quite a complex movement to do. This is quite complicated. There's a lot going on in this movement. There's a lot of balancing. There's a lot of weight transfer. There's a lot of possibility of losing your balance when you do this movement. But this is part of walking. This part of taking your weight on one foot and transferring and having that little balance in the middle when you're foot is just lifting up. This is right in the middle there of walking. And this is something that I often find that people who come to me who've had problems with their joints, I often find that this is something that they have a difficulty doing, slowing the movement down, taking the time to balance over, say, a foot that's been injured, an ankle that's been sprained, or maybe a hip that's been replaced. Somebody has a hip replacement or a knee replacement. I work with people all the time who have hip replacements and knee replacements. And sometimes having the joint replacement put in can make your leg seem a bit longer, because when they put the prosthesis in, it can make the leg a little bit straighter. It can just make the whole thing seem a bit longer. So just noticing this process, and come back to stand in the middle again. And just swing your arms from side to side, just a little rotation, so a little twisting movement. And notice again how the weight moves on your feet. Notice as you swing your arms from side to side how complex this movement is in terms of the weight transferring from side to side. And then keep yourself quite centered with the weight going down on both feet. So in other words, this time as you swing your arms, the weight is just going to be right through both feet. This time you keep the weight the same, you twist above it. Now notice your ankle joints as you do this. Notice how much movement there is. Now go back to that sort of twisting and relaxed movement where you're letting things slide from side to side, you're letting your weight go from side to side. Can you notice there's more movement here at the ankle? This is really important, because oftentimes when people walk, they become a bit stiff in their back. They forget how to move their upper spine. And especially if you sit at the computer all day, you get tense, you get tight in between your shoulder blades. You hold yourself a little bit rigid. You stop remembering the movement, the intelligent movement of using your spine in an integrated manner with the whole of the rest of your body. And sometimes this twisting can mean that you get more twisted. This rotation, lack of rotation, can mean you get more twisting around your ankles and your knees. So I hope that's clear. Maybe I mumbled that and stumbled over it, but I hope that's clear. If you get more stiffening and tensing and holding yourself, then you forget how to have this nice, relaxed movement that can take place in the upper spine. So you turn and twist around your ankle and knee joints, and this can wear them out. And this is really important because they're not really designed to do that movement. So that's just a little bit of a starter there to getting you thinking a little bit mindfully about your walking. So this is something that you could do when you walk down the corridor, when you're waiting in the queue at the supermarket, you're just waiting, carrying a trolley, a bag, or pushing a trolley, and you're just waiting to be served, and you're just standing. You can just notice where your weight is going, what your habit is in standing, which leg do you like to take your weight on? Because it's really good to get to know your habits, because they are you. And as I say, it's good to be a second person looking in from the outside and just accept and acknowledge the movement patterns that you have. And thank you very much for that. That's bringing us to the end. You need to probably get on with your day. If you want to hear more of these downloads, just click and get in touch. You can always join up on the Facebook download page that I've linked up, or send me an email or a message here to let me know how you get on. Thank you very much and have a lovely day.